Good evening. This is the March 21st, 2011 meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee, convening the first meeting of this year of the new committee. I'm Carolyn Birch. I'm the convener of the meeting, and I will call the roll pro forma to know who is here. Anthony Fass. Marjorie Wilkinson is excused. Summer Reese.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Oops.
Fred Flunder.
I'm here.
Good. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Robert Mark.
Here.
And I'm here, Carolyn Burden, and A. Bryce LaPorte.
Here.
Is there anyone whose name I haven't called? All right, then we have quorum, which is 7. There are 12 members on the committee at the moment. So I guess we can proceed. I think our first order of business is really to elect a chair pro tem. As I say, someone have machinery running in the background, perhaps? Our first order of business, I guess, is just to elect a chair pro tem and perhaps a secretary. And then that person can continue the meeting and arrange to decide whether we want to elect officers now or wait until we have a full complement. Is that all right with everyone to proceed there? Would anyone like to be the chair pro tem?
Don't everybody speak at once, right?
Absolutely.
I would prefer it be somebody who has served on the committee before.
Well, actually the chair should also be a director. We're a little bit short. Summer certainly can't. She has enough responsibilities. So, and I do not wish to be chair of the audit committee. So that leaves Renee and Wesley. Would either of you like to take the job tonight, and perhaps we can switch next week, and after that people can decide which of you they would prefer?
I prefer not to. This is my first audit committee meeting.
Fred Wesley could probably say. Wesley, were you on the committee last time?
Yes, I was.
Well, that settles that.
You are nominated.
You are nominated and confirmed, yes.
William Kraft.
Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
All right. And then we need a secretary. Would someone like to take minutes tonight? At least for this meeting. One doesn't have to have been on the committee before to take minutes.
Yeah, I'm not really in a position to write.
Well, that could be an issue, but actually there's always the audio, you know, for people who either take them slowly or want to listen to the audio to make sure they have things going on. So,
as long as everybody identifies themselves when they speak.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I meant to remind people to do that. We don't know each other's voices yet, so yes. Before we speak, just let's say who we are. This is still Carolyn talking. I haven't heard from some people who are not here, so I don't know whether they didn't get the message or they're on the call.
Nancy said
Anthony from KPFA here.
Oh, hi, Anthony. Good.
Right, and Nancy from KPFT has problems with her phone line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, AT&T is messing up.
All right, so Anthony, on the call are Summer Reese, Fred Blair, Fred Clunder, Wesley Bethune, who is just chair pro tem, Robert Mark, Nay Bryce LaPorte, and myself.
Okay, well, I think it's, let's call a meeting to order. I guess you've done that. So, has everyone introduced themselves?
No, we have not, and I think we might want to get a secretary in order first.
Oh, yes, true. No takers?
Well, I don't know. What we could pretend, you know, that we're back in the day here. Anthony, since you're on last, would you like to be secretary for today?
I'm kind of, unfortunately, multitasking at the moment.
I see.
Got a program to do tomorrow morning.
Well, all right. Well, I will take take notes, Ben, and do the best I can with notes or minutes and so on. So, all right, Wesley, why don't you go ahead then and just put me down as being the note taker, if not the secretary.
All right. So I guess just kind of go around and we have a report from our auditor from last year that I think everyone should be familiar with. I can't send that to you, but it will be made available for members of the committee. I really didn't want to convene the meeting, but since here I am, let's go to Robert. You're at KPFT. Could you introduce yourself, and we'll just go around the table?
Sure. Robert Mark. I'm an attorney by trade. I'm kind of disabled at the moment and not working. I'm the chair of the KPFT LSB. I was elected in 2009 for a 3-year term.
Next, this is Renee.
Carolyn?
This is Renee Bryce Laporte. Board member from WPFW in Washington. I was elected in 2009 to a 3-year term and was just elected to the Pacifica National Board. I have done anti-poverty work for the last 15 years.
Anybody else?
I'm Anthony Fest from KPFA. I'm in my second term on my LSB, and I was chair of my LSB last year. I'm staff here at KPFA. I do news and public affairs.
Excellent. Next.
Well, I guess I'll jump in. My name is Fred Blair. As I said in a previous life, I was a embedded systems software engineer. I've been a listener to KPFK here in Los Angeles for almost 40 years, and I just joined the board last year. I was elected as a listener member of the LSB, and I'm obviously very technically savvy. I'm a little bit hesitant about getting elected to the audit committee because I'm not a bookkeeper. But I'm trying to learn fast.
You'll do fine. And maybe we could use your expertise in the elections committee, too, as we go into the possibilities of having electronic voting. So keep that in mind. But this has nothing to do with the audit committee.
Oh,
so anybody
mention-
else?
I should mention, yes. I was elected to the technology committee also.
Excellent, excellent. We'll be working with your group, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Fred Klunder. I'm the other Fred from L.A. I'm an IT professional and have been for the last 35 years. I'm currently chief information officer of a large organization here in Los Angeles. Other extracurricular activities include being vice chair of Democratic Socialists of America here in Los Angeles, and a couple of things at UCLA. Have been on the board for a year and a half and served as treasurer for a portion of the prior year.
Wonderful.
This is Summer. You want me to jump in?
Please.
Okay. I'm Summer Reese. I'm chair of the Pacifica National Board. I'm from the KPFK LSB. I'm in the first year of my second term, so this will be my fourth year on the LSB and my second year on the PNB. And I was chair of the National Finance Committee last year for the National Board and the treasurer for KPFK for the 2 years preceding that.
Wonderful. And your experience with finance will, I'm sure, will benefit the audit committee.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Carolyn, I guess, am I last? This is my second tour of duty on the PNB. I was elected to the WBAI LSB as a listener last year after having been off that board for a year and off the PNB. And I am probably the least likely person to be on audit, but I'm happy to be here. And I'm really looking forward to finding out exactly what it is that audit can do. There's one brief line in the bylaws that describe the function of the audit committee, and that's about it. So I'm curious to see how we justify our existence going forward.
Okay. Excellent. All right. So is that everybody? Anybody got any ideas on what we should do besides set another date for a meeting?
Summer to the stack.
Please. Go ahead.
I think it would be helpful for us if we could decide, we've done that in the coordinating committee, and it will come up on Wednesday for the whole board to set dates for the year for the PNB, something I'd like as a practice generally for PNB and LSB, so we know what we're doing. So it might be advantageous if we could take a look at the KPFTX calendar. I'm not sure that it's set up yet. I've got to talk to John or Otis about that to actually post for a year in advance, because it seems it can only go a couple months ahead. But you pick a day during the month, you know, whether it's a Monday, you know, first, second, third, whatever, that's in least conflict with other preset dates. Try to set them for the year so that people that are on various committees know what they're doing for the year. So I guess I would suggest that as like an order of business, is that we not only pick the next date, but actually see if there's a way to figure out what our meeting schedule will be for the year for, you know, which week and which day during the month, and then try to set those as far in advance as possible.
Good idea. Well,
Carolyn to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Summer's point is well taken. The tech people don't want the calendar set up for the year. It evidently messes up something else, but we are on the third Monday of the month, and when the PNB summer, I think, perhaps, or the coordinating committee wanted, was considering that, I asked people to please respect.
Yes, and we did.
This month and next, and you did, and I appreciate that. So I think we can look at March's calendar and assume that those are the days of the month that the committees will be meeting going forward, and we should just try and fill in around that. For instance, the two other Mondays, the second and the fourth Mondays, are already taken by the new task force.
Can you move that we take the third Monday?
Third Monday is what we have now. If we keep that going forward, that would be good. Does everybody have the calendar? It's kpftx.org, and March should come up. Does anybody have real conflicts?
What is the third Monday in April? What day is the? I mean, what date is that? Does anybody have that?
That's the 16th.
16th, yeah.
Well, I would
third
second.
Third Monday in April? No, it's the 18th.
Yeah, 18th. I'm sorry.
Oh.
18th. Third Wednesday is the 20th.
Yeah, this is Fred Plunder. I'm fine with the 18th.
Okay. Anybody else have a conflict? Maybe.
No conflict from Renee.
Really?
No conflict from the other Fred.
And Summer to the sack again, please.
Go ahead, Summer.
And I would suggest that, I mean, I haven't talked to our tech staff to find out what the issue is in terms of posting, but I do think that, you know, we can still set our calendar for the year, whether or not it's actually posted up on the website, you know, if we decide the third Monday is our meeting day, because that still allows individual members to mark in their personal calendars what days they have PNB meetings and what days they have committee meetings, and that way when
right.
other committees or local meetings, they can say, no, I have a commitment on that particular day, you know, fourth Wednesday, third Monday, whatever. So I would move that we adopt the third Monday of the month as our regular meeting schedule, barring any unforeseen conflict. But we'll have less of it if we set it up now, I think.
Well, very good.
Thank you.
So are there any objections to that, setting it up the third Monday?
Well, I'm booked every Monday, but not driving. I don't have it until I can drive again, so that probably will not be this year.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
So, it looks like, Mrs. Anthony, it looks like there aren't any Monday holidays on the third Mondays.
Okay. Hearing objections, going once, going twice. Okay, let's set it in stone.
Yay.
All right. So anything else that we should discuss?
This is Fred, if I could be on the stack.
Please, Fred.
I've served on the Finance Committee. This obviously is a new experience. I'm wondering whether it would be permissible, and if not, or if somewhere in the middle, I'd urge that we do it, to have monthly financials. What we have before us are the financials as of the audit. They are, I believe, from the prior fiscal year.
Okay.
On a go-forward basis, whether it is or is not an agenda item, nonetheless, to be able to keep track of things as they develop would be real useful.
I think so. I think everyone needs the auditor's report from last year also.
From this Carolyn
rest,
so. On the stack?
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I'm not sure what we need, and I do see some overlap between finance and then the new task force, which is also looking at the finances. So before two or three committees start asking for the same data, maybe someone perhaps could coordinate to find out what data is going to be offered to the entire board, and then we can see what else we need in addition, rather than burden the financial office with extra that are already being prepared for others. Does that make sense?
If I could just remark on that. My sense is that the finance office will be sending it out electronically, and it might not be onerous on them to simply include the audit group as well. My guess would be that any difficulties might go more to how we wish to play into the situation as it develops, what we wish to do with the monthly financials, but that it should be less problematic for us to have access to them.
Thank you, Fred.
Summer to the side.
Go ahead, Summer.
Thank you, Wesley. I think data is helpful to us. Do you think these things can be electronically distributed? I would like to maybe make an agenda item for the next meeting. There are guidelines from the in California law as to what the scope of an audit committee is supposed to encompass. So I'd maybe like to put that on the agenda that we go ahead. I'll track down some of the stuff for us, but that we do a little tutorial for our own group, as it were, at the next meeting in terms of going over that. What are our responsibilities to make sure that we execute them properly going forward during the year?
Could I ask for some clarification on that? Summer, this is Fred Klunder.
Hey, Fred.
I would guess what you say is or what you propose is certainly something we'd benefit from. It's particularly at the beginning of the year. It's terribly important. I would guess that you're perhaps not taking exception to the value of our having access to monthly financials.
Oh no.
Your question or your point goes more to what the primary focus of our efforts should be this year.
Oh, yes. I never object to any of us looking at financials. I think the more the better. No. I guess I'm saying in addition to that, I think that it would be helpful before we get too far along in our year if we sort of did a review as to what the audit committee is supposed to particularly pay attention to so that we don't accidentally overlook something which is in the purview of our duties. So,
very good.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, I just want to, just because none of us really, to prep us as to what we're doing here so we do it more effectively, that's all.
Thank you.
Common sense. Anyone else have anything to add?
Well, this is Fred Blair.
I'm assuming our focus is primarily the auditors, so we are going to get the audit report, the auditor's report for last year?
Yes.
Okay. I assume that we'll get that electronically?
Yes. I don't have the electronic capabilities to do it myself, but we'll make sure that it's out there for you.
Summer to the
staff. For all of them. Go ahead.
If you want, I guess you could task me with that, because I know they have to actually scan the management letter, I believe. Some of these things aren't necessarily in electronic format, but I think it's something that the national office could do. So if you'd like, I will try to go ahead and I'll make a request that they get that information to, I guess, to me, and then I'll go ahead and distribute it to the audit committee.
This is Robert Mark.
Hey.
Auditor's letter, I'd kind of like to see the audit itself.
From what I understand, the audit isn't quite yet completed, is what we were told last month. I'm not sure. I don't actually know if they finished
okay,
or not. But whatever they've got, I will go ahead and make that request that they send it to us electronically so that it can be distributed to the group. Okay.
Summer, I've looked over someone's shoulder here. It's dated February 23, 2011. It's complete.
Okay, there you go. Well, there was some change though when we were at the PNB meeting. There's some. There was an adjustment being made. I know that. So.
Okay.
So wherever it's at, though, you know, in its completed format, I'll request that. Okay. If it needs to be scanned, whatever needs to be done to it to get it to us in an electronic format. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone else have anything to add?
Yes, Carolyn, may I?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I understand there is a list set up. I don't know if Bill Crozier set it up or not, a Google Groups list for the
audit. Oh, yeah.
And I think that either we're all on it or we should be, and perhaps, Fred, could you take charge of that? Is that possible? Google Groups are a bit of an annoyance to me. I know they work for some people, but I don't want to be the one to have to put people on. Do you think we could use that and post the audit report and the letter when it's ready to the group?
Which Fred are you referring to, by the way?
Well, we both have two Freds with IT experience.
Great.
Would one of you take one step backward?
I'll be happy to defer to Fred Blair in as much as he occurs first in the alphabet.
Okay, so I need to contact Bill Closure about taking over administration of the audit listserv.
Well, that's a possibility. Generally, the chair and the secretary are usually, in my experience anyway, the co-owners of a committee list. And right now, I think Bill set it up, so he's the owner. So, Wesley, I don't know how you want to handle that, but that makes sense to me.
Okay, I'll contact Bill and put him in contact with Fred Blair, correct?
Okay, I'll take on responsibility for working with Bill on that.
Wonderful. Okay. Anybody else have anything to say? Well, it looks like this is going to be a swift meeting. But it seems like we have a good group, though, and I'm enthusiastic. Everybody seems to want to help, so this is great.
And Summer to the stack, please.
Please, Summer.
Thank you, Wesley, and I agree, that's it's always a good start. I think also, you know, as soon as we do have distribution of the audit and the audit letter, that, you know, in terms of an agenda item again for the next meeting, we do need to see what role the audit committee plays in terms of helping the foundation to adhere to the auditor's recommendations, whatever part we would have in that. So I just think that should be, you know, a briefing on what are the duties of the audit committee, and then secondarily review of that audit letter, and if there are any recommendations in terms of activities we should undertake to facilitate its recommendations. So I guess those would be two agenda items I'd want to put on for next month. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Anybody else?
I just wanted to clarify something as I'm typing here. Summer, you want what we need to do to facilitate
the auditor's recommendations, if it, whatever role that the audit committee should play in adhering to the auditor's recommendations, we should know what that role is, and then if there are any action items to be taken, you know, figure out what they are.
Yes.
Well, may I add to that, if I may?
Please.
I think the interesting thing is going to be how we interact with the task force, which is overarching and includes people from finance and from audit, as well as others.
Sure.
That's going to be tricky, too. Thank you.
Well, hopefully we can figure that out, too.
Yes.
Well, we're all here to help Pacifica continue, so let's work together.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else?
I have a question for Summer. This is Fred Blair. Is the I'm assuming since we're already halfway into the 2011 fiscal year, did the auditors already start work on the audit for this year?
No, no. The way it works, I mean, I guess if you want to take a second, I'll explain. Just yes, I've done $12 million worth of audit preparation in the past for other nonprofits. No, the audit doesn't begin work until the close of the fiscal year, so they're not working on it while the year is proceeding. It's at the end of the year that they begin to, you know, look at bank confirmations, our records, and essentially test everything for validity that what appears to be, in fact, is what is really occurring. So it won't be until the end of the fiscal year, which is September 30th, which is typically why you don't get the audit until a few months after the close of the fiscal year, because during that time, depending on how messy the books are or how much trouble they have to go through to test things, they're preparing the audit during that time, which is why we end up getting the audit like in this case in February. So no, they're not doing anything. They shouldn't be doing anything on it as the year is proceeding until it's closed.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Anyone else have anything to add?
Well, I did have a question for Summer about the auditor's letter, the management letter.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Summer, is that that was confidential to board members only, was it not?
Well, that is a very interesting thing, and I suppose I should have nailed on that as chair and just ruled it, like, right then out of order. One doesn't tend to rule professionals out of order. You know, the auditor actually read the entire management letter into the public record in open session, which should not have occurred. And he should have not done that, and I should have caught it and stopped it, most likely. It's not that he didn't say anything that most of us don't already know, but, yes, typically I would say that, yes, the management letter is only supposed to go to the PNB directors and members of committees who have signed confidentiality forms. In this particular instance, I would say the proverbial cat is out of the bag because it was read in open session on a streaming meeting, and essentially the entire contents of the management letter are already part of a public record at this point. So, you know, I would say in this committee, as in all others, you know, please respect confidentiality. You know, I guess when one gets a hold of things, doesn't mean you need to send them out on a listserv if there's something that should have been kept confidential to begin with. But I think in this particular instance, it's already kind of out there. So, you know, that's just the way that one ended up coming out. So, I mean, the auditor didn't seem to think that it needed to be kept confidential, but in which case you normally wouldn't call it a management letter. It would just be part of the audit. But there it is. So I think it should be obviously distributed to this entire committee, and I would just say, you know, don't go forwarding that to people just because it got read on the stream. You know, the actual written document I would think would be more appropriately held to the committee itself. So.
A follow-up question to that, do we on this committee then need to sign confidentiality letters?
I think all of the particularly ones that deal with finance as standing practice, should have confidentiality letters signed so that if and when one needs to go into executive session to discuss something, that's already covered, you know. So, yes, I'm working with Arlene actually right now on creating, we've got so many different confidentiality letters floating around the network. We've got ones for employees and ones for board members and ones for individual committees, and many of them are kind of ad hoc and just thrown together. I'm gathering together the various strays that I've seen or had in my possession and sending them to Arlene, and then she's getting all those together to basically run past our labor lawyer and just make sure we've got, like, uniform confidentiality letters that, you know, a one Pacifica-approved document, you know, one for board members and committees and a different one for employees probably. But hopefully we'll have that shortly, and then I think it needs to be distributed, I guess, electronically to everyone, and then they would need to mail it back to the office. So I will work on getting those sort of details streamlined and clarified as quickly as possible with her so that we don't have different letters floating around for different purposes.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else?
I just wanted to make one point. I'm embarrassed to say I don't know why the two board members of LSB are not on the call. I haven't been in touch. I've got my email. And we also assured a director from KPFA, so maybe I from I and maybe Anthony from A could to look to fill that position. And say Nancy will be here, Wesley, or expects to be?
Yeah, when she gets her phone fixed. She has a landline, ATT, with wires and that break.
All right, good.
Me, bye.
Count people up. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? Anything to add?
Fred Klunder, just perhaps, would it be, would anyone object if I would read one sentence from the cover letter of the Independent Auditor's Report of February 23?
I think not. Go ahead.
It, this may be common knowledge to people, but it, I guess it adds some extra urgency to our task and perhaps to our staying apprised of financials month to month. That sentence is the second to the last in the letter. Excuse me, it says, as discussed in Note 20, certain conditions indicate that the foundation may not be able to continue as a going concern. And that note on page 20 shows details how our working capital went from a positive of a couple million dollars to a negative of, I believe, if I recall, $700,000 to $800,000 as of the end of the period here under consideration. So we've got some, you know, some serious work to do if we can. Thank you.
Very good. Yeah, it's. Thank you for stressing the importance of this committee.
Thanks,
so anyone else have anything?
Summer?
Go ahead, Sam.
Thank you. Yeah, just to pick up where Fred left off, we're actually $1.4 to $1.7 million in the hole right now as a foundation. So we're, yeah, it's really urgent. You know, audits tend to, as I say, they handle dead financials after the money's been spent, you know, and the other stuff is up front. But I think since the auditor has given this report, we clearly have duties that, you know, may extend beyond that. That's why I want to make sure we're really clear on what we can and cannot do and how we can interface to help resolve these issues, because it is a very, very critical time in the foundation's history, and it's really serious. And obviously, everyone needs to give it his or her full attention. So I just, yeah, completely back that up. Thank you.
Well, I'd give you an amen on that, but I don't want to offend anyone. So, anyone else?
Thanks,
you can't
to
think
the
of
chair.
Anything to go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I think we're all appreciative of the efforts of the pro tem chair. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. So if we have nothing more to discuss, we'll conclude this meeting and reconvene on the 18th of next month, third Monday. Correct?
Thank you.
Thank
correct.
You. Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Good enough. Good job,
thank
Wesley.
You, everybody.
Okay. Well, good night.
Good
all
night.
Right. Have a good night, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.